Teachers are a coveted voting bloc for the Democratic presidential candidates because they show up in numbers and they're well organized. Iowa Public Radio's Grant Gerlach reports in order to get teachers in their corners on caucus night, Democrats are talking about how they'll support public schools and teachers in particular.
As candidates hold rallies across the state, teachers often get their own shout-out, like at this rally for Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren in Des Moines last month.
So now, we've got public school teachers in here. Raise your hand. Oh, we got a lot of public school teachers. Fabulous.
Iowa has around 40,000 elementary, middle, and high school teachers, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And Max Shelley, a political science professor at Iowa State University, says teachers' unions across the country have been flexing their political strength.
West Virginia is a case in point where the teachers banded together and they were able to force a Republican legislature to raise salaries.
Earlier this year, teachers helped win the governor's race in Kentucky for Democrats. In 2017, Iowa teachers rallied at the state capitol to try to fight Republican efforts to weaken collective bargaining.
There's plenty of clout there, and honestly, it would take a pretty stupid politician not to try to take advantage of that.
One way candidates are appealing to teachers is by offering them a raise. Teachers' salaries lag behind their peers with the same education level, especially in subjects like science and technology. Candidates have competing plans for narrowing that gap. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders would create a base salary for teachers nationwide. At the September debate, he said stagnant salaries are pushing people out of the profession.
Which is why, under my legislation, we will move to see that every teacher in America makes at least $60,000 a year.
New Jersey Senator Cory Booker wants to create a refundable tax credit for teachers, up to $11,500. Former Housing Secretary Julian Castro would do the same, up to $10,000. Elizabeth Warren and former Vice President Joe Biden would each boost funding for schools in high-poverty areas and require part of that money to go toward paying teachers more. Michael Hansen, an education policy analyst at the Brookings Institution, says there's no precedent for the federal government paying teachers. It's mostly a local issue. And he says there are questions about doing it through programs for low-income schools.
Whether that's only potentially possible for teachers in these high-need schools or whether it's something that could open up funding elsewhere.
Max Shelley at Iowa State says it's a common misconception that federal funding for schools is about the same as local and state funding. It's actually much less. In 2017, federal funding for local schools was $55 billion nationwide. That's less than 10% of school revenue overall.
When you spread that across 50 states and thousands of school districts, it's a drop in the bucket, more or less, you know, for any individual district.
Cedar Rapids Middle School teacher Tammy Warrow says federal money may be a small piece of the pie, but teachers notice the impact in the classroom. Warrow is the former president of the State Education Association and said she plans to caucus for Joe Biden. She says federal programs like special education have been underfunded for years. So it matters to her that most Democratic candidates say they would give it full funding.
The federal government still is not funding what they are supposed to fund. So schools are making that up on the backs of teachers, on the backs of other students.
It's another way candidates are trying to earn support from teachers on caucus night by promising to close funding gaps in and out of the classroom. I'm Grant Gerlach, Iowa Public Radio News.